go to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 31 through 41. Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 41. And this is one of those sections of Scripture that we might just breeze over and not really grasp the depth and the richness of what we see here. And I pray that God would use this section to give us a brand new, or maybe a renewed, sight of Him and His glory. So let's take a look at these 11 verses. Luke 4, 31 through 41. And He, Jesus, went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And He was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at His teaching, for His word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him and saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went into every place in the surrounding region. And he rose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. That's Peter's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now in the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And there's some deep, deep stuff there. And I don't think I will do it justice. May God grant me the words to do that. But as you see here, there are two sections here. The 31 through 37, we see that there is a man that had a demon in him, and Jesus rebuked him, he came out of him. And then in verse 41, we also see demons coming out of many. That we think, oh, that's kind of neat. It's a fascinating topic. It scares us to death, I think, if we really would begin to think about it. It's something so unnatural, or supernatural, about this section. Maybe that's what scares us. You know, Hollywood sensationalizes and glorifies evil and makes attempts to make good or God look really bad. Now, how many of you were alive in the 1970s? A lot of them. How many remember the horror movie of horror movies? The Exorcist. Now, let me tell you, young generation, none of the movies that are out there that are called horror movies even compare to this one. I never saw it. My sisters did. Freaked them out. I didn't really want to have any part of it. Okay? And I think God will forgive you if you did go and see it. But what it was, the bottom line was, Linda Blair, who was I think she was like 11 or 12 years old, was possessed by a demon, and some of the special effects that was just freaky. And they had a Catholic priest or priests come in and just get embarrassed basically throughout most of the time, until of course, you know, good head went out, because it was the 1970s, and it really freaked a lot of people out, and it still does today. They've tried to replicate it, but it can't be done. So I, you know, like I said, I remember my sisters talking about it, but I never saw it. You know, good wins out in the end, of course, but not before evil has a heyday with this young lady. And but we think, oh, that's just Hollywood. But you know, in a lot of